from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The month of February is peeking around the corner, but still there's no budget deal in Sacramento. California counties are bracing for a cash crunch that hits just as new armies of unemployed are calling on welfare agencies for help, and property and sales tax revenues are sagging. The Los Angeles Times reports L.A. county officials plan to seek approval tomorrow to tap $34 million in reserves to cover mounting welfare, construction, and operating costs. President Barack Obama has directed the U.S. EPA to reconsider letting California set stricter limits on auto emissions. Passenger vehicles are estimated to emit a quarter of the country's greenhouse gas emissions, but the auto industry has fought California's attempt to go its own way, especially since at least 17 other states are either keen to follow suit or considering doing so. After Obama turns the matter over to the EPA, the agency could take several months to reach a final decision. Activists and interest groups of all stripes want President Obama to overturn dozens of last-minute regulations from the Bush administration, rules that affect everything from endangered species to guns in national parks. The United Farm Workers are demanding changes to a guest worker program. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports.
The new guest worker rules took effect just before Inauguration Day. They streamlined the application process for farmers to bring in temporary foreign workers. But the UFW says they roll back hard-won housing and wage protections for farm workers.
What the Bush administration has done is a huge slap in the face to all people who care about the integrity of the food they eat.
Eric Nicholson is National Vice President for the UFW.
So we're calling on people to sign a petition to President Obama, recognizing the president is facing unprecedented challenges, as is our country, but please, please do not forget farm workers, because I can guarantee you that there will be more workers housed in horrendous conditions we would not want our families living in, working for wages we could not support our families with.
President Obama's pick for Labor Secretary, California Congresswoman Hilda Solis, has said she opposes the new rules. Meanwhile, California growers groups say they're hopeful the Obama administration and a new Congress will pass legislation to legalize many farm workers already here. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
When I say greenhouse gas, you probably think carbon dioxide because that's the one that gets the most attention and that most scientists agree is having the biggest impact on our climate. But there are other greenhouse gases. Methane, for instance, is getting a hard look from regulators. Some say not hard enough. Craig Miller reports as part of our ongoing series, Climate Watch.
At a landfill in Marin County, trucks back up and dump their loads of trash at the working face, where it's plowed under and covered up by bulldozers. There, the bacteria will start cooking up methane. An underground system of pipes will collect the gas and flare it off. Of course, that creates another greenhouse gas, carbon dioxide. But better to let it go that way than release methane itself into the air, because as greenhouse gases go, methane is at least 21 times more potent than CO2. And depending on how you measure it, could be 50 times more potent or more.
Clearly, methane is important.
Kirk Smith doesn't spend a lot of time in his office at UC Berkeley. He's researched methane emissions in more than 100 countries. And he thinks it deserves more attention in the strategy to fight global warming.
Of the emissions that the humanity releases this year of methane versus CO2, the methane is actually causing more warming for the first 5 years.
You see, methane breaks down much faster in the atmosphere than CO2. But while it's there, packs a much bigger punch. So in theory, putting a stopper on methane might yield faster results in the war on warming. But catching methane at its source can be tricky because it comes from a lot of places. There are natural sources like the bacterial decay in wetlands, and even termites are little methane emitters. But most of it comes from human sources, landfills and oil and gas operations, and some that aren't entirely human. That's right. Blame it on those happy California cows. Well, some of it anyway. Methane comes out both ends. They burp it out as a natural part of their digestion, and the other, I'll leave to your imagination. In the U.S., livestock creates about a third of the methane that wafts into the atmosphere, but twice that much comes from landfills and leakage from the production of oil and natural gas.
And those two, let's stick with those for the moment, I think are easy, relatively easy to fix. They don't require changing lifestyles. I mean, if they fix leaks in gas pipelines, it doesn't affect anybody's lifestyle.
California regulators have already taken steps to make landfill operators capture their methane, but oil and gas producers and refiners have been exempt. Richard Bode is in charge of the emissions inventory at the State Air Resources Board, and he agrees with Kirk Smith that it might be time to take a closer look.
Now that since methane is such a large global warming potential, that now it's probably worth taking the time and effort and money to actually control these emissions.
From the bobbing pump jacks in the oil fields of Kern County to the refineries clustered around L.A. and the Bay Area, there are normal leaks in the system, what engineers politely call fugitive emissions.
We do know now that there are methane fugitive emissions that aren't being controlled at refineries, and that's one of the things that's in the scoping plan for our climate change program, and that's actually to end those exemptions and require refineries to look a little closer and end those fugitive emissions.
According to UC Berkeley's Kirk Smith, that would be an important addition to the state's climate strategy.
Again, I don't want to say that CO2 is not important. You have to deal with CO2 in the long run. But the question is, are we under investing in methane? Because that's the low-hanging fruit. That's how we can make things different. Quickly.
Starting this month, companies in California have to begin tracking and reporting all of their greenhouse gas emissions, including methane. Meanwhile, scientists are puzzling over another methane hotbed on Mars. At least that one's not likely to affect our climate. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
Next Monday, we meet a Central Valley dairy farmer who hopes to turn his methane problem into profits. Craig has a narrated slideshow about methane sources on our website, californiareport.org/climatewatch. That's the California Report for Monday, January 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. urscorp.com. The Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. And the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org.